Blog Talk Radio. Ascension. Raising our frequencies to the vibration of light. Ascension is the awakening. And whether or not you're conscious of the frequency change, everything and everyone will ascend on some level. I'm Elaine Marie, and during the next half hour, I'll be serving up a light but nourishing menu of spiritual insight, meditation, and music to help you heal and find your strength, to be here now as you raise your vibrations to the fifth dimension. Welcome to Light Lunch. As April is the month we celebrate Earth Day, I'll be talking about the environment and fairies and lead a colorful planet meditation. A friend was visiting me a few years ago when she pointed out several fairy rings in my front and backyards. "Ooh, you are so lucky," she exclaimed. Well, I had no idea these circles of toadstools were lucky, nor did I believe in fairies at the time. Sure, I loved Tinkerbell and Cinderella's fairy godmother, who didn't, but fairies couldn't be real. Well, I may have been sprinkled with pixie dust, but I am now convinced that fairies are nature angels whose prime existence is to oversee the environment. How else would you explain all the crocuses and tulips pushing their stubborn little green stems through the hard Rhode Island snow in the middle of February? If you believe in fairies, you are in good company. Some of our most beloved literary giants acknowledge their existence, including William Shakespeare and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. These little folk who appear to be our neighbors with only small difference of vibration to separate us will become familiar, wrote Doyle, who, of course, is the author of the Sherlock Holmes mysteries. The thought of them, even when unseen, will add charm to every brook and valley and give romantic interest to every country walk, he said. To find the fairies, also known as nature spirits or elementals, one must look betwixt and between rocks and flowers and blades of grass during the dusk and dawn hours. Fairies could be anywhere, and you can invite them to set up house on your own property by planting a fairy garden. After designating a special area for your fairy garden, perhaps near an oak tree or a water feature of some sort, experts suggest planting a rainbow of blooms like primrose, bluebells, purple coneflower, foxglove, lily of the valley, heliotrope, buttercups, forget-me-nots, yarrow, and rose. Like their human counterparts, fairies like to live well, so make sure you have soft plants like lamb's ear to make a comfortable bed and Queen Anne's lace for fairy-approved sheets. Fairies have also been known to use acorn shells for their bowls and lavender for clotheslines. And if you don't want to insult or harm the fairies, refrain from using any kind of iron lawn ornaments, as iron saps their strength. As I see it, there are many advantages to adding a fairy garden. Fairies oversee the environment, so I know my garden will be extraordinarily lush and beautiful. And as someone who enjoys creating colorful elixirs from nature, the essence of fairy flowers will surely find their way into my little glass bottles, thus guaranteeing superior, if not magical, healing qualities. Earth Day is celebrated on April 22nd, but you needn't wait for a special day to show your respect for the environment. The fairies say that we humans must also share in Mother Earth's caretaking, reminding us to pick up litter and use chemical-free products in our homes and our gardens. Here are some messages from the fairies found in the knot of a big oak tree. Clear the clutter. Don't use harmful pesticides in your garden. Feed the birds and the squirrels. Clean your home from top to bottom with non-toxic green cleaning products. Donate to environmental organizations. Don't even think about littering. And now I'd like to share a message from a card I have selected from the Atlantis deck by Diana Cooper, which represents the 1500-year period of Golden Atlantis, a time when people lived in great spiritual harmony and bliss. Today's card is Nature, which reminds us to appreciate and respect our natural environment. Maintain loving and positive thoughts towards plants, animals, and people, so that your rewards may be bountiful. was The Magic Garden, performed by Mark and Foray. And now it's time for today's Colorful Planet Meditation. If you haven't done so already, you may wish to set up a sacred space to represent the four elements of the universe. Use candles to represent fire, incense or a feather to represent air, a clear quartz crystal, a plant or a dish of dirt to represent earth, and a bowl of water to represent water. I will give you 2 minutes to set this up now. Close your eyes and visualize the planet Earth as if you were seeing it from your personal retreat in space. You are the Earth's caretaker. You love this planet. You want her to be well and all her occupants to be safe. Now, take 3 deep breaths. Let the palms of your hands face the ground and imagine your breath is coming through the bottoms of your feet. Think about what you can do to help protect the Earth's trees and soil. You can recycle newspapers, office paper, paper bags, and plastic bottles, glass, and cans. You can recycle your cell phone to prevent new mining and polluting the earth with toxic chemicals. You can plant a large tree to create shade and oxygen, which will reduce heating and cooling costs by up to 40%. Now, think about what other things you can do to save the Earth. Now, imagine you are zooming into the planet with your mind until you see the green trees and the green grass of the Earth. Lie down on the grass now. Breathe in green. Breathe out green. Breathe in green. Breathe out green. Let the color green embrace you in its good health and prosperity Now, imagine you are being lifted from the ground, up, up, into the clear blue sky, further and further, until you are back in space, to the safety and solitude of your personal retreat. Look down upon the earth again, and think about what you can do to help protect the earth's water. You can conserve water and not let the faucet run, whether you are brushing your teeth or washing your car. Run your dishwasher and washing machine only when they are full. You can use non-toxic alternative household cleaners. You can campaign to stop others from pouring poisonous chemicals into the streams, the rivers, and the oceans. Now, what other things can you do to save the water? Now, take 3 deep breaths and imagine you are looking at a beautiful body of clear blue water. Zoom into that blue until your body is back on the planet and you are swimming underwater. See how clear and blue everything looks underwater. Breathe in blue. Breathe out blue. Breathe in blue. Breathe out blue. Let the color blue soothe you in its peace and clarity. Now, imagine you are being lifted from the water, up, up into the sky, further and further, until you are back in space. Think about what you can do to conserve the Earth's energy resources. You can turn off lights and unplug appliances when you are not in the room. You can replace your incandescent light bulbs with fluorescent ones. You can set your thermostat lower at bedtime. You can use renewable energy like solar power and wind power. What other things can you do to avoid burning fossil fuels? Take 3 deep breaths and imagine you are looking at a fiery red sunset. Breathe in red. Breathe out red. Breathe in red. Breathe out red. Let the color red motivate and energize you to become more actively involved in helping our planet, your planet, heal. You feel yourself rising from the desert, higher and higher, until you have returned to your personal retreat in space. Now, look at the planet Earth, so very far away. Think about what you can do to help clean up the Earth's air. You can use eco-friendly pesticides, cleaners, and air purifiers. You can campaign against factories and companies which are polluting our air. You can help reduce air pollution by purchasing a new car from the clean vehicle list. Now think about what other things you can do to promote better air quality. Now, imagine you see a snowy white mountaintop. Zoom back to Earth until you are physically standing on the mountaintop and breathe in the clean, fresh air. Breathe in white. Breathe out white. Breathe in white. Breathe out white. Let the color white revive you with its cleanliness and purity. You feel yourself rising from that mountaintop, higher and higher, until you have returned to your personal retreat in space. Look back at the planet Earth. See the planet bathe in a soft pink light of love and compassion. Feel this love and compassion in your heart. The Earth is your mother, and you will do everything you can to keep her healthy and safe. You are the one who can make a difference. On this day and every day, all is well. I hope you've enjoyed today's Light Lunch. To receive show menu updates, please click the follow button on the Within Radio page at withinradio.com. And
to learn about my vibration-raising classes and products, visit my WriteLighter Virtual Writing and Wellness Spa at WriteLighter.com. My next light lunch is on Friday, May 15th. Until then, please remember to be kind to yourself. Love and listen to your body. Avoid negativity. Forgive everybody. And don't forget to count your blessings. Namaste.